Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to bring this up to Joe Bannister coming up later, former Treasury officer in enforcement, because he's been listed in MIAC reports and others. They also list mainline libertarian groups as terrorists. So we'll cover this more in the last hour today when Joe Bannister joins us to talk about the IRS and a lot of other issues. Naomi Wolf's coming up, but right now I'm going to get into it. Unclassified for official use only. Right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate, fueling resurgence in radicalization and recruitment. And this story's up on Infowars.com, and a story written by Kurt Nemo. I called the FBI. I called the different organizations that are here in the document, the NICC, the National Information Coordinating Center. I called them and confirmed it. You can call the phone numbers on here if you'd like to talk to the FBI and others. You are certainly welcome to do so. And what does the document say? That's not my marked copy. Here's my marked copy. They were pulling these copies down off the web last night before we got it put on our server, so I had a couple copies printed. Okay, it says the same exact wording that are on the state documents written by the feds about this is secret and you can't release it, and any cops that release it will get in big trouble. This is Section U, key findings, the economic downturn and the election of the first African-American president present unique drivers for right-wing radicalization and recruitment, so they imply everybody's racist. It says right-wing extremists have capitalized on the election of the first African-American president and are focusing their efforts on to recruit new members, mobilize existing supporters. Well, yeah, you're supposed to do that in America, and mobilize against tyranny, and broaden their scope and appeal through propaganda. But they have not yet turned to their attack plan. Then they go into listing mainline gun groups. We haven't yet turned to the attack plan. You haven't burned up any churches lately, feds, huh? The possible passage of new restrictions on firearms and the return of military veterans, facing significant challenges reintegrating into their community. So it goes on to attack veterans big time. Here is page 3. Proposed imposition of firearms restrictions, that's the introduced bills, and weapons bans are attracting new members into the ranks of right-wing extremist groups, as well as potential spur some of them to begin planning and training for violence against the government. The high volume of purchases, now this is the key, the high volume of purchases and stockpiling of weapons and ammunition by right-wing extremists in anticipation of restrictions and bans in some parts of the country continue to be a primary concern to law enforcement. So their primary concern is the fact that you're buying guns and ammo, and they say later that everybody buying guns and ammo is basically a terrorist. Their primary concern to law enforcement is that you're buying guns and ammo. In addition, the historical election of an African-American president, the prospect of policy changes are providing to be a driving force for right-wing extremist recruitment and radicalization. And they go on to talk about terrorism. They say anti-government ideology is racist. Nothing to do with it. It goes on to say, exploiting economic downturn. The perceived loss of U.S. jobs in manufacturing, construction sectors, and home foreclosures is anti-Semitic. So I just quoted that. They say the perceived loss, and they go on to say it's propaganda, that we're lying about the economy, and that we're terrorists. So it goes on to say, historical presidential election, social programs to minorities and firearms restrictions, being the policies of Barack Obama, is also, they're saying, we're coming after your guns, and the terrorists don't want that, and the terrorists are buying guns and ammo. It goes on to say, economic hardship and extremism. It says, prominent anti-government conspiracy theorists have incorporated aspects of the impending economic collapse to intensify fear and paranoia. It says, we're making up detention camps. In the MIAC, though, they admit they've built them. And then it gets into they may have to restrict free speech. We'll cover that when we come back. So stay with us. This is a federal document from the very top.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up here in about 3 minutes, we have best-selling author and the new filmmaker who made the documentary The End of America. Two DVD set. Naomi Wolf is the author of 7 books, including the New York Times bestseller The Beauty Myth, The End of America, and Give Me Liberty. She has toured the speaking world to audiences of all walks of life and gender equity, social justice, and most recently the defense of liberty in America and internationally. She's a co-founder of the Woodhull Institute for Ethical Leadership, who teaches ethics and empowerment of young women leaders. And it goes on. She really doesn't need any introduction. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. I've got to finish this, and I'm going to get more into it with Joe Bannister coming up in the next hour. Got this newest secret federal document that I call the FBI and confirmed is theirs. It goes on to basically say, if you don't want to hand your guns in, you don't like what the banks are doing to you, you don't like Barack Obama, it's because he's black. You're a racist. And that gun owners buying ammo and guns are terrorists. It says that these are terrorists and that our number one threat is the American people. So here they are saying, you're gun owners, you're terrorists. Debates over appropriate legislation levels and enforcement policy generally fall in the realm of protected political speech, generally, under the First Amendment. But in some cases, anti-immigration or strident pro-enforcement fervor has been directed against specific groups and has the potential to turn violent. That means when the illegal aliens, on hundreds of videos I've seen, beat up old ladies with 2x4s, then they arrest the old ladies. And you can Google those videos. The illegal aliens, well, it's in my film, Endgame. We had a little bonus 17-minute film, Battle for the Republic, and it shows the illegal aliens blocking traffic without a permit, and a guy you know, is waving his hand out the car saying, ah, shut up. So the cops come over, knock his teeth out, bloody his face, and the illegals come over and celebrate with him. The officers celebrate the death of freedom. And this is how the tyranny works. So that's in my film. In fact, Google Battle for the Republic and Alex Jones, Battle for the Republic. It's an extra from Endgame. It's all over the web. And just while we're talking to Naomi, let's just play the video of the cops and illegals beating up citizens that dare do anything. Yeah. So that's coming up. And then it says legislative and judicial drivers, they admit they've introduced gun bans. They say when they ban the guns, the American terrorist gun owner will fight back. You can go read that. They say stockpiling weapons and ammunition is right-wing terror and that they're terrorists. They say you have a right to keep and bear arms, but that means that they can ban your guns. They say, yes, it's a right for us to ban your guns. That's in the section under legislative. It says the court reaffirmed the individual's right to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment to the Constitution, but left open the debate. No, it didn't. The precise contours of that right, because debate, and it goes on to say they can restrict it. So we'll be covering that. Disgruntled military veterans says they got to stop them. And it just goes on from there on out. So we go out and protest the private Federal Reserve. We have the Army spying on us at those events. And it's now admitted. Now, we don't like offshore banks feeling everything. Well, the Army was up there watching me and Ron Paul's brother in Dallas. And it said in the document published at Infowars.com that we are terrorists. It says, be careful. These terrorists may attack you. It tells the military to be in plain clothes, how to arrive, separate cars, to watch out. We may kill them any moment. This is the secret police takeover. And did it go away under Obama? No, it expanded. So we're going to Naomi Wolf. I appreciate joining us here in just one moment. Had to finish that, though. Just outrageous. I want to tell you about pepperspray.com. We live in an unpredictable world, and as everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our new sponsor, pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal safety products they have available on their website since 94. Pepperspray.com. And you send your daughters off, you send your sons off, totally disarmed to be raped and killed and call 911. Well, at least have a taser or a big can of pepper spray. I know a lot of the victim disarmament people want to train you to not have that. In England, they would arrest you because you've got to be trained to be victims of the state and the criminals. But I say real empowerment is women, especially getting tasers and firearms as well, but also things. But this is a lot safer if you don't have firearms training. Pepper spray of all kinds of strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, pepperspray.com. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is ecolablue.com, atmospheric water generator from the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces 28 liters of water in 24 hours, 7.5-gallon generator. Generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your own source of clean drinking water, and how the filtration process works. You can read about that at ecoloblue.com, ecolablue.com, or 800-691-6043. Okay, without further ado, we now go to Naomi Wolf, who really needs no introduction, with her new film out on DVD, which is excellent, covering the whole police state situation. Mrs. Wolf, good to have you here with us.
It's really nice to talk to you again, Alex. And please call me Naomi.
Okay, Naomi. Tell us about your new film.
Sure. It was put together in great haste because we were very concerned about the direction the country was going in some ways, you know, still is. And what it is it's bringing to life the second-to-last book I wrote, The End of America, which is basically the 10 steps to fascism, and arguing that, well, we've talked about this here with your community before, that we're seeing in the United States, or we have been, and in some ways we still are, the rapid buildup of the kinds of things you see when a leadership wants to close an open society or crush a democracy movement. And what was so and put together by these beautiful filmmakers, very well-regarded, Annie Sundberg and Ricky Stern, who are prize-winning filmmakers. And what was so exciting to me as an author is that, you write about things like police brutality or the military moving in St. Paul, as you mentioned in your intro, or you write about, Meher Arar being stopped at, JFK and taken to Syria tortured for 2 years without due process. And it's kind of abstract, even if you use your greatest skills as an author. But for me, just seeing these actual people come to life and seeing the filmmakers, you know, interview James Yee, who was snatched away from Guantanamo and, you know, kept in a Navy brig for 7 months, and, you know, seeing Meharrar talking directly to us, and, you know, seeing this actual footage that citizens got in St. Paul that they had to bury in the ground because footage was being confiscated by the militarized police, by the military at the RNC, seeing this footage smuggled out of military movements against citizens, you know, goes beyond what any writer can do with a computer. So I'm very proud of it. I'm very excited about it. And what I've been asking people to do, and the filmmakers and, you know, this grassroots democracy campaign we've started have been asking people to do is, and this is why we made it available for a while for free online too, is that you should, if you support the message, hold a gathering in your home and screen it, and then pass out copies of the
I guess we lost her line. Hey, okay, fantastic there. That happens sometimes with phone lines, so we'll get Naomi Wolf back on the line with us right now. Yeah, she got the film The End of America, yeah, where they use U.S. Army on citizens. And then last week, the governor told the regular army, we heard you're going to run checkpoints on the highways of citizens and search everybody's cars. You can't do that. And the army said, shut up. We're under PD 51, pal. NORTHCOM. John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And the local newspapers reported that they were out there running the checkpoints. And I had a state rep on about that. That's what this country has turned into, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we have become. Now, we're going to continue as soon as we get her back online to go over this information here today and a host of other subjects. And we do have Joe Bannister coming up to join us in the next hour. Some of the other news that I have here in front of me is GM told to prep for bankruptcy filing report. And we'll be getting into that. Obama's now taken over GM and is telling him what to do. China's saying they may stop buying our debt and have slowed down doing that. Okay, Naomi, we lost your line. Sorry about that or whatever happened. You're back on. You were talking about writing about the troops being used against the American people versus it actually happening. For those that don't know, tell folks what's in the film, what happened at the RNC in Minnesota.
Sure, and I apologize, my phone went dead.
That's okay, go ahead.
Well, thank you. What happened was that ordinary American citizens were just, some of them were just walking along the street, some of them were protesting, but, you know, peacefully. And what you see is this militarized phalanx of, you know, kind of looks like riot police, but it turns out that the military was actually there present at the convention, advising and guiding the police, and they round up citizens and, you know, guns pointed at them and, you know, brutally heard them, you know, arrest them, brutally sort of throw them around. And, you know, you see Amy Goodman, who's a journalist, kind of dragged away into custody, having done nothing. I mean, these people are guilty of being Americans and using their First Amendment rights. And 8 American citizens have been charged as terrorists, young, idealistic young people, for protesting under the Minnesota Patriot Act. So it's exactly what you were talking about, Alex, the police state.
It's incredible. No, I'm listening. Specifically, though, how did you guys confirm they were military?
Oh, that happened later. I can't identify my source immediately, but I think the ACLU or one of the rights organizations confirmed that in addition to local police, the military was present. You know, we were concerned about the 1st Brigade being deployed and then 2 more brigades. We talked about this close to the election. And the 1st Brigade or some military were reported to be there.
Oh, no, I mean, I remember seeing it in the news. I just wanted you specifically to talk about it from your angle. Stay there. We have Naomi Wolf, best-selling author, researcher, on with us. And she's also worked on this new film that's out. It's free on the Internet, but I suggest you go to the website we're going to give out later and actually get the DVD to support them so they can make future films. Naomi Wolf is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Quick break. We'll come right back to her.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Naomi Wolf is our guest. Naomi, I know you're about to be on your cell phone because we set you up on short notice. We're going to be back in the near future when you can be on a landline with us. So I want to get back into the film, but I remember you being on the show with us 6 months ago or so, right before the election. And I said, look, Obama's going to win. Bush isn't going to declare martial law. It's on record. I said, Bush, his job is to set up martial law. His job is to get it all ready. And then Obama's going to come in with the left covering and do it. And now Obama has announced no rights for detainees, backs Bush, staying in Iraq, beefing up Afghanistan, hiring nothing but lobbyists, just letting the banks loot. And you said, well, gee, I sure hope that's not the case. But now you have been critical of Obama. Can you speak to what we've seen with the Obama phenomenon?
Alex?
Yes.
Can you say the last sentence again? I'm sorry.
I think you're having some phone troubles today. Can you speak about Barack Obama betraying everything he said he would do?
Okay. So this is terrible, and I so apologize, but the internet is so bad that I can't hear you. Should I back later in the day?
Yeah, we're just going to call you back. We're going to call you back. Thank you, Naomi. Guys, set her up another day when she can do it over the phone. I don't like this guest thing where they're on their cell phones, okay? More and more, we need to ask the guest. No, we don't have to have you soon. We'll have you on when you can be on a landline. So call her back, tell her thank you, I'm done. Okay, good. That way I can cover other news anyways and take your phone calls. Specifically with this report, for official use only, right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate fueling resurgence in radicalization and recruitment. What do you think about this? I'm going to come back and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And we will discuss this when we come back from the break. Also, everybody freaking out over, oh, there's secret silos and mobile vans with the bird flu on ice, and they're going to get us with no proof it's even real, or that if it is somebody thinking they found something real, that it's bird flu. While people are being killed, dying, people in government control, people in government custody, homeless people all over the world being given experimental bird flu shots, and then the media, French news agency, AP, Bloomberg, literally hundreds of papers won't say who the companies are, what vaccine this is, killing people. All of this on the heels of Bayer Pharmaceutical and all the AIDS in their shots and hepatitis, and Baxter Pharmaceutical shipping out live, weaponized, killer bird flu and then ordering it mixed with regular flu vaccine. Now, that's going on. The media won't say where it went. There's no more investigations we know of. Our own Patriot Movement, alternative media, isn't freaking out over confirmed bird flu being shipped out. Confirmed people dying being given the vaccines and tests. That's your big story. Now, with that backdrop, I don't blame people freaking out and calling into talk shows and, you know, but again, I know how this stuff works and how the weaponization works. I know government protocols. It's just, you know, that particular story I covered earlier is baloney from my instincts and research. Doesn't matter, though. You can't blame people freaking out with all this real stuff that is going on. So 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air today. And then just this incredible story I've got here out of the Times of London dealing with the fact that China is already cutting back buying U.S. bonds, that is buying U.S. currency. Very, very, very serious. I'm trying to find that story. I just had it up right here in front of me. And then I got stuff like this. Gordon Brown's plan for arming of teen volunteers. Gordon Brown has vowed to make every young person do 50 hours of voluntary work. They make you do voluntary work. Same thing being proposed. Being pushed here in the United States. And I haven't even gotten to this big stack of news I've got in front of me. So we'll be going over that report. And then these crazy type reports. Secret Homeland Security Threat Assessment labels gun owners political terrorists. Intelligence document says extremist radicals stockpiling weapons and ammunition of fear of gun ban. I want to get your take on that. And then this one, microchip that tells the GP if you've taken your pills. They want you to swallow microchips that sit there and scan everything going on in your intestines. Oh, and here's that article. China slows purchase of U.S. and other bonds. So, and then a bunch of eugenics news. That's coming up. But first, your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, straight ahead after this quick break right here on the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Que me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
All right, we're back live. Let's go straight to your phone calls. Got Joe Bannister coming up. Ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. It's all completely off the charts, insane. I mean, how can anybody deny the government's out of control? We're losing our liberties. Tyranny's unfolding. The Mexican government came out this weekend and said, we're going to be meeting with Obama this week, President Obama, about how he's going to ban all the assault weapons and shut down the gun shows. That's what they're openly saying. And so now it's not enough to have a criminal government going after our Second Amendment. Now they get to blame the narco-terrorist state, the phony drug war, the disarmed victims in Mexico. Look at all the places they point at and say we need more gun control. Chicago, New York, all victim disarmament zones, all places where the people have been disarmed and where they have corrupt, wicked governments that rule them. But I'm digressing. Let's go to calls. Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Alex, you're exactly right about Glenn Beck. I remember his first interview with Ron Paul when he was saying he had to wear a bulletproof vest and Secret Service was guarding his family, and now he wants the supporters, the Ron Paul supporters, and he's definitely a fake and a phony. But, Alex, what I want to talk to you about...
He's talked on air about how he hates the 9/11.
Cases of mass
sir, hold on, hold on, hold on. Sir, Sir, I mean, you brought up Glenn Beck. You know what? I'm going to write a note about Beck since you brought him up, because every time a listener reminds me of something, I remember that I'm not even attacking him with one-tenth of the truth. But you're absolutely right about Beck. I remember him saying Secret Service was protecting him. He hates no one like 9/11 truthers. He hates the victims' families. He hates the Patriot Movement. He hates militias. He hates gun owners. And then the feds came to him and said, look, you really want to burn these people? We love you. You hate America. We love you, Beck. Literally, this is, you co-op them so we can destroy them. And Beck said, absolutely. Sorry, go ahead.
Within the last 2 weeks. And I want to know, what do you think that will do to our economy with a mad cow beef recall?
Well, I mean, they have been hyping that, and there's no doubt. The government puts out reports in England and the U.S. saying we're crazy, we're insane, there's something wrong with us. We shouldn't want them to have these rendering plants where they mix dead animals, dead cats, dead dogs from the euthanasia facilities. This is mainstream news. Dead pigs, dead cows, rotten dead animals, their feces, their intestines. They just scoop up the guts whole and dump them in, and then they mix them together into a sludge, and they feed that to cows. Now, they don't just, again, feed meat to cows that aren't meant to not eat meat and have three stomachs. They are meant, they're feeding them rotten meat, and so it has these crystals in it, and then that gets in our brains, and now they're reporting 20-year-olds are getting Alzheimer's, 15-year-olds are getting it, 30-year-olds, and they say that's a normal part of life now. And then, of course, the all the metals in the foods do it as well, and the vaccines, it all adds together, and they just say, look, it's normal to be 15 years old and have Alzheimer's. Now, come on, don't be extremist, eat the beef. The prions precipitate out near bones. So it's the meat off the back of the animal, T-bones and things like that you want to watch out for. I think you bring up a good point. Go ahead.
Alex, you have a good day. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else?
Sir, thanks again, Mr. Info Warrior. And I wish that you would be partners with Barack Obama so we can finally find out what was involved with Building 7 and the rest of the things that exactly happened that day. If you had an investigation, I think that right now is the time to go after G.W. Bush and to get to the truth of the matter. It's still an open murder investigation. Alex, you have a good day.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't think Obama's going to be doing that, joining up with me. Obama's there to protect Bush and continue with the globalist operation, which he's doing. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. I mean, on the subject of Beck, no, I mean, he talked about how much he hates us all, and then now he's our leader. Oh. Because the establishment's saying, we can't beat this Patriot Movement. They were right. The New World Order's real. The bankers are taking over. How do we ensure the banks are able to fully repossess the country and bankrupt us like a third world nation? And they tell the black op commanders, we got to co-opt them. And they say, yes, sir. Because it's fun for Beck and all them to sucker the public. It's an enjoyment. It's all part of hatred of freedom and liberty. You understand, these people really hate you and your family. They really hate your freedom. And I mean that when I say it. I've studied them. And people ask, I go back to rape. Why would a guy want to rape a woman? Why would he want to force it on her? You know, if you're somebody like me, that sounds insane. I mean, you know, the whole point is you want the woman willing. That's the fun part. But see, you have to remember, evil people, they enjoy rape. They enjoy destruction. They enjoy pillaging. They enjoy lying. They enjoy getting it over on you. They enjoy how dumbed down the public is. This is the ether in which they swim. The lack of sophistication of the public. They hate seeing minds unlock. They hate seeing renaissance. They're into being the insiders. They're parasites. They're scum. And good people need to rise up and deal with them. If we take action, there's nothing they can do. Dennis in Florida, you're on the air. Come ahead, Dennis. Okay, let's go to Frank in Louisiana. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, good afternoon. Just briefly about Beck. Just remember this, loyal opposition, okay? They've been doing this for centuries, man. They don't pay those guys out of Manhattan millions of dollars to tell you the truth. But anyway, what I wanted to inform you about, finally, after many years of my dealings with the IRS, when they have many acts of sedition they committed against me, and Supreme Court rulings, I finally received a document. I got them. They sent me a document on IRS.gov saying that the 16th Amendment was a tax on all individuals. Now, anybody who knows words of art and legal definition, the vocabulous artist knows that individuals means men and women. No, you're saying it's a direct tax. The Brushaber versus Union Pacific Railroad, a landmark case, says it's an indirect tax. And we also know that from the Dahl versus Mitchell Brothers case, the 16th Amendment is a tax on corporations. I got you, IRS.
No, well, absolutely, but they don't care. They're criminals. I mean, you know, the IRS didn't exist until 1913 when the private banks took over. They had to have their way, just like we're a third world country, to have the money paid to the bankers. And we've had a financial coup since then, and now the bankers are getting ready to finally fold the U.S. up. The public's screaming bloody murder, and so they're making their move against us right now. This is it. This is the final takeover.
I don't think people realize, Alex, the full extent of it. The younger people who are just getting involved in awakening. But, you know, this whole government is being operated literally for a private commercial enterprise of a small handful of private bankers.
No, I mean,
you're paying your tax to them.
They openly say now you will pay your taxes to the foreign banks. You will pay your carbon taxes and taxes on money transfers. It isn't enough for them to have us under the IRS now. Now they're foisting all these other taxes to, again, shut down industry, to bankrupt us, to get control of us. And they brag and say that. They don't want you having a job, folks. They want you totally bankrupt under the health department's control so they can sterilize you.
Trillions of dollars. Literally trillions, we don't know how much, into the hands of these private families that are tax exempt, and we need to call for an Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7 audit. They got to do it. It's a constitutional audit. They've never.
I agree, but I mean, that's what's so outrageous about this, is that openly private families own and run the government. They're totally illegitimate. They've stolen $12.8 trillion in the last 6 months. They're openly putting troops on the streets everywhere. They're openly throwing down the gauntlet. They're openly saying gun owners are terrorists. They're openly have the Mexican government telling Americans we have to turn our guns in. I mean, again, it's so off the charts now that if we'll just go explain this to the public, we can turn this around and take this nation back.
We have a chance, but more people have to activate. Now, I have to say the Tea Parties are the perfect thing. Because you got to remember, America's two civil wars were precipitated by tax rebellions and states' rights.
And gun confiscation. You're absolutely right, and I appreciate your call. And that's why suddenly Fox News goes, there is a world government. There is a global tax. Because they can't deny it anymore. All these years, doesn't exist. We go, here's all the government documents. Now that the globalists are announcing it in all the financial papers, but saying it's good, Fox has to play the part of, okay, we're the guardians. We are against that. We are going to fight this. Here's our man, Glenn Beck. And he goes, yes, I'm a patriot. I'm with you. We need to arrest the militias. Ha ha, that's patriotism. And people go, yeah, that's how you stop the bankers. Arrest the gun owners. I mean, this is a sick joke. Let's talk to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Pretty good, sir.
Real good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know I got the film, The Obama Deception. Just got that delivered, and I wanted to say thanks for all the other stuff you guys throw in there. And I wanted to find out about ordering about 1,000 of these citizens' rule books. This is pretty interesting to hand out. So that was one of the things I wanted to find out about.
Well, you know, we have all the federal documents saying you hand out Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence that the police have sworn an oath to. They call that a terrorist document. I'm not kidding, folks. The government calls those citizen rule books. In fact, where's my terrorist document? Because it shows, bring me one, folks, it shows that everything they're doing is illegal. It shows that they're a pack of criminals outside the law, and then they're saying we're terrorist lawbreakers because we're pointing out that our country's been hijacked. And then, again, the feds have got a problem. There's hundreds of these reports out saying New World Order doesn't exist, global government doesn't exist, global currency doesn't exist, NAFTA and GATT have been good for the economy. You know, they say it's a conspiracy theory that the economy's bad in this latest one. I mean, you can't make this up. It's so ridiculous. And all these cops that are reading this are going, wait a minute, everything they're saying in here came true. So now they're saying, well, there is a global government, and there are camps, but it's for your own good.
So hey, Alex, there's a couple of things that was sort of brought to my attention here today. One of my Ron Paul groups that I belong to, I got this email showing, I believe it's Keith Olbermann on TV, and he did this thing here. It says Obama moves to legalize warrantless wiretapping.
Yeah, we played that clip. They are legalizing 10, unlimited wiretapping, internet hubs, all small, even small internet companies will have a federal hub. Everything will run through the government, just like the telephones already do. The internet already does as well, but they wanted it all the regional systems. No warrants, no more Fourth Amendment, no more nothing. And Keith Olbermann has been forced to admit it's true. That's what I'm saying. But I still have all these Obama zombies telling me that none of this exists and everything's fine.
Just one other thing. I read The Economist religiously, which is, as far as I'm concerned, this is the aristocrat's rag that they read. I found this amazing. On page 64 of this week's issue, it says, Spanish firms hope to benefit from America's stimulus plan. Okay? And it goes on here to say that the stimulus plan is $317 billion of intended spending, but Spain is the only country to have built a campaign around it. And here's where all of this stuff gets interesting, is down here at the bottom of it. It says of the 10 biggest construction Spanish firms, including Ferro Rival, have pioneered public-private partnerships in construction and operation of infrastructure in Florida, Illinois, Texas, and other states from which it already benefits from federal funding. They're sitting there saying that these guys got $71 billion.
Oh, yeah, I knew what you were about to go to. That's what this is. They take our tax money and then give it to the offshore corporations. They even take our tax money to build factories in other countries. And then they have the Austin Chronicle write articles saying Alex Jones is insane. Centra is not owned by Spain. And so understand, Centra and others aren't just being given the roads to put toll roads on 8,000 miles of Texas roads. They're being paid to do it. See, it's like the bankers get $12.8 trillion of our tax money. We have to pay the interest to give them the money. You understand? You don't just give the bankers your money.
But this isn't just Texas. I mean, this is talking about the corridor. I mean, this even includes Illinois. I mean, where do you think that's going? It's going to Canada.
Well, no. I mean, we have their official maps, North American Union, NAFTA superhighways. I mean, that's what my film Endgame covers. No, I agree. And, yes, The Economist, the Financial Times of London, and a few others are the establishment's real papers of record.
Oh,
and
it's unbelievable. They had one other article in here, just two things in here. One other article I just wanted to bring up. This one here was pertaining to water, okay, and how, you know, you and I and everybody here in America, we drink too much, so therefore, you know, they're doing this whole thing to, you know, shut down all of the water, what we can actually have, and so on and so forth. This is a page, and it's not just America. I mean, it's all over the place, but it's talking
it's globalism. Which issue of The Economist is that?
It's this week's issue.
Yeah, well, mail it to me. Maybe I'll use some clips on air. Thank you so much, sir. No, I know. I mean, that's what's so incredible. As I sit here frustrated, burning with energy, upset, because I've got to keep trying to explain to the public these are parasite criminals. They're fully hijacking our entire society. They're grabbing the roads, the infrastructure. They're brainwashing the police against us. And they're just going to steal and 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 steal. Because our government's wide open. We have no protection. Pure tyranny has come in. That's what the New World Order is. It's a select group of bankers. I mean, you know what they talk about at these big UN meetings and Club of Rome meetings and CFR meetings and Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg? We've gotten the minutes out of them. It's okay, we're going to give you $3 trillion the next year. We're going to give the banks the money, and then the government will then give that money to your private bank to then buy the roads, and then we'll pay you to buy the roads. And, yes, that's the economic stimulus package. I mean, that's all it is. It's just raping. All of this is indescribable. But the caller mentioned how he's getting the Obama deception out to people. All over the country at tea parties coming up later this week, and at in the Fed rallies, but not just there. At other events, people are making copies of the Obama deception. This film is about the bankers. This film is about who the criminals are. This film is about the financial raping of the people. This film covers it all. And this film needs to be seen by everyone. So just having the DVD or buying the DVD at InfoWars.com, that's great. That supports the radio show and future filmmaking. But what really is effective is airing it on Access TV. Very easy to do. Making copies of it, giving it to people, spreading the internet links around to folks, downloading it at PrisonPlanet.tv. Please get it out to everyone. Have viewing parties. Wake people up. I mean, Obama is just out in the open a criminal. All we got to do is stand up to him and expose him. All right, more calls straight ahead. Yeah, it's just Indiana, Texas, California, Michigan, Oregon, everything. They're Florida, they're just grabbing everything. They're just grabbing everything. It's just totally criminal, out in the open. Right back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They spend the majority of their money on eugenics programs, on breaking up the family, on poisoning you and your family. They're coming right out in the open calling for one-child policies in the United States and Europe. They're doing this because they're getting ready to totally bankrupt everybody, and then you're going to be on basically a government paycheck now, and they're going to tell you how to live your life. This is bondage. This is control. And we're so decadent, we've been so brainwashed, that the public is still standing down to a great extent because they can't believe what's happening. Here's a quick example. I'm going to go back to your calls. I decided, I knew that Media Matters was owned by George Soros. He was the main financier. Lying about me, attacking me, really engaging in libel and slander and classical forms of defamation. But then I looked into Alternet. And you know who? If you go to the Federal Register, you can look it up. It is foundation run, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Soros Foundations. And so they're writing article after article saying I need to be shut off the radio and have my free speech taken. You see, why am I being attacked directly by the Ford Foundation, directly by the Rockefeller Foundation, directly by George Soros? In fact, I've got that in the stack. I even printed it all off. If I have time near the end of the show, I'll get into it, or I may do a show on it tomorrow. I've got the printouts right here, Ford Foundation, Alternet. You can go right to the federal websites that have all the foundation money telling you who gets what. They're doing this because they know we're telling the truth. They know we know what they're up to. And I'm glad they're attacking me because it lets me know I'm doing my job. They have already engaged in irrevocable, devastating, terminal financial attacks on the country. We're like a nation that's been stabbed hundreds of times. We've gone into shock. The last blood's coming out of us, and we've turned white. And we're dying right now. And they're just sitting there with pleasure. All the American haters, all the control freaks, all the parasites. These are just bad people. They hate you. They hate your family. They hate your Second Amendment. They hate your freedoms. Look at all the other countries. They're all run by potbelly scum that loves to lord around in fancy outfits with giant throngs of starving people outside their palaces. That's their tool of control. They enjoy degradation. They enjoy pain. They enjoy sorrow. They hate your freedoms. They're evil. And they control the left and the right. And until we wake up to them and say no, it's only going to get worse. Now, they're scared now, though. You see, they've gone past the point of return. They've made the decision to go after the guns and start shootouts with the police that will go into martial law and have the economic displacement and breakdown and use the collapse of Mexico to ban guns here. And they're now announcing it. And a lot of their minions and servants are starting to figure out we told them the truth and that this is real. And so they're getting a little concerned now. And so they're starting to blow the whistle. And the establishment's moved offshore because they know they're going to plan kind of a Soviet culling, the Great Harvest, as they call it, the mass murder. But because we warned people before it happened, by them making this move and trying this, we're going to defeat them. Because they've gone past the point of incrementalism. They can't incrementally creep around and do this anymore. They've now thrown down the gauntlet. They've now put it in high gear. They're going right up against humanity. And so the battle is joined, ladies and gentlemen. I wish every day this wasn't real. I wish every day they weren't shipping bird flu all over the world, shooting people up with it, and they're dying. That's mainstream news, but nobody in the, quote, alternative movement wants to cover it. Like there's mental block or something from covering real news, so they only can cover the weird, made-up crap. We'll come back, take a few calls, and go to Joe Bannister. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.